The lack of skilled workers has become a crisis for employers in Maine. That's according to a legislative task force charged with finding ways to increase the state's pool of qualified workers. Mal Leary has our story.
The shortage of skilled workers applies to a wide array of both professional and support occupations, the task force has found. There are not enough doctors or nurses in Maine, and the state is also in need of more medical support staff, such as phlebotomists. And the problem is not just in healthcare. John Dorer, a workforce consultant who once directed the State Department of Labor Workforce Research, says he often hears the same question.
Why is Maine growing? Well, this is why Maine isn't growing, because we're basically foregoing economic opportunity, tables that could have been served, yeah. rooms that could have been filled, products that could have been sold that weren't, because we don't have a workforce.
Dorer says there are thousands of jobs going unfilled in the state because there are not the workers with the skills needed in those occupations. And others on the task force acknowledge that the problem has become serious.
We are in a state of crisis at this point.
House Democratic leader Aaron Herbig of Belfast.
I have been in the process of visiting. I visited over 50 employers in Waldo County over the last month and a half, and virtually every single one of them has said, my number one concern is that I'm having trouble hiring people.
Herbig acknowledges that previous workforce studies by the legislature have concluded that Maine has not been investing enough in developing a workforce with the skills needed for the new economy. She says it's an issue that must be taken up in the January session of the legislature and is calling for more investments in both higher education programs and job training programs. Herbig says the panel already has written Governor Paul LePage asking that he reconsider his decision not to accept over $8 million in workforce development funds from the federal government. Herbig says the state needs every dollar it can get to help train people for jobs that are still going unfilled. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.